I'm Lizzie Swarbrick. My field of study is Scottish medieval art and architecture, and this is an account of the history of St. Salvator's College. St. Salvator's was founded in 1450 by Bishop James Kennedy and dedicated to the Holy Saviour. This academic college was set up specifically to improve the study of theology within the university. When Kennedy succeeded Wardlaw, the founder of the University of St. Andrews, as bishop in 1440, the existing colleges on South Street were in disarray, both physically and bureaucratically. Instead of reforming them, Kennedy decided to embark on a grand venture, the College of St. Salvator's. The medieval church and tower, which you can see today on North Street, once formed only a part of a much larger range of buildings, including a great hall and a common school. These were probably grouped around one or two cloisters. However, the Victorian quadrangle, which you can see today, was built over these medieval structures. In its original state, the college would have been a very imposing set of buildings, and indeed visitors in the 16th century praised the college buildings as magnificent. The medieval portions, which can still be seen, have been altered. The upper parts of the tower and the spire date to after 1547, when the church suffered damage during the siege of St. Andrew's Castle. John Knox reports that cannons were placed on the top of the church, so it's no surprise that it suffered some damage. The windows of the church, its roof, and some of its upper parts are also from attempts to adapt or restore the church in the 18th and 19th centuries. The church was an intrinsic part of St. Salvator's, and the worship which it housed was important as the college's educational functions. The church, which you can still see, was a very rich and fashionable structure when it was built between 1450 and the early 1460s. The three-sided apse at the eastern end of the church is probably the first of its kind in Scotland, and this style may be evidence of French influence. The delicately carved niche bases and canopies would once have held large statues of religious figures, and inside there's a rare survival of a sacrament house with angels holding a monstrance. The arms of Scotland and arms of Bishop Kennedy are also carved on it. We also know from inventories of the church that its interior was filled with very fine artworks and furnishings, and that the clergy celebrating Mass here wore richly coloured vestments and used elaborate books. If you visit the Museum of the University of St. Andrews on the Scores, you'll be able to see St. Salvator's intricate and beautiful silver gilt mace, which was made especially for the college in Paris in 1461. James Kennedy's tomb, on the left at the eastern end, is one of the most magnificent funerary monuments in the whole of medieval Scotland. The detail and the complexity of this tomb is extremely impressive, and it's also in a very prominent position, right next to the altar, so that all those present would remember to pray for the soul of Kennedy. The arms of the founder that adorn the church at various points in this great tomb show that the college may well have had another function, alongside the praise of God and the education of its members, namely that St. Salvator's also commemorates its pious founder, Bishop James Kennedy.